Chapter 3. When I sit down with Rabbi Mendel Simons at a Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf in Beverly Hills, it's another bright California morning, and Mercedes and BMWs whiz by the busy intersection. Mendel is 28 years old, with pale blue eyes and a ready smile. Originally from Australia, he has a lilting accent and a confidence rare in someone so young. When I ask him to tell me about his story, he opens up readily. I'm one of 10 siblings. The youngest of us was 10 at the time when my parents were lost in a car accident. They were driving to a wedding from Sydney to Melbourne. I was 25, married, expecting my first child. It was a big shock, a devastation to the community in Sydney, Australia. Our parents were so young, 55 and 49. I remember being numb a lot. I didn't cry for like a year. Well, not after that first week, he says. I nod, thinking about my own feelings of numbness after my mother died. And this is exactly why I wanted to talk with Rabbi Mendel after meeting him. I find it fascinating that we both lost our parents at such a young age and that we come from such different backgrounds and cultures. Judaism has always seemed a little mysterious to me. Although several of my closest friends are Jewish and I've long been familiar with their customs and holidays, I still don't feel like I know much about the religion itself. That's why when I met Mendel and his wife and children a month ago, our kids playing together in the airport terminal, and then again when we boarded the flight and ended up in the same row of seats, I took a chance and asked his wife, Rachie, if she might know of a rabbi I could speak with. We were en route from Chicago to Los Angeles and had gotten onto the topic of the hospice I work for in Chicago, and then onto the research I was doing for this book. Curious about the Jewish perspective on the afterlife, I had hesitantly asked her if she might know a rabbi I could talk to. Rachie responded with a laugh. My husband is a rabbi, she said, gesturing across the aisle toward him. That evening, as the plane descended over Los Angeles, I stared out the window at the vast city, pondering the kind of fate that had led me to a young rabbi who had also lost his parents. Just this coincidence alone made me wonder about a larger design that I'd perhaps not given enough credence to. We moved here to Los Angeles 3 months later, Mendel says, that first day at the coffee shop, about the period following his parents' deaths. My whole family. Within 12 months, I took on marriage, parenthood, losing my parents, moving to Los Angeles, and starting my career. As I listen to Mendel tell me his story, I'm struck by the differences we share. Not just the obvious ones of the sudden death of his parents compared with the long, drawn-out illnesses my parents endured, but of the places we were in during those times in our lives.